I am Barrington Brennan, counseling psychologist and marriage and family therapist, with your daily relationship nugget. Yeah, these are really unprecedented times. We are in a crisis. Now, when I say we, I'm referring to everyone living in the Bahamas, and more broadly, everyone living on planet Earth. This is a crisis, but not one that we cannot overcome. We will overcome this crisis. This is one time when unification of all residents in the Bahamas, yea, the entire world, is required to crush this pandemic. Every country in the world has at least one case of COVID-19. Coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading like wildfire. The purpose of this program today is to give some tips to help you through these challenging times. You see, crisis can bring out the best or worst in us. Quoting one author, "There are silver linings we are experiencing through this tragic situation. We have seen the very best in people during times of crisis. Their generosity of spirit is evident in every countless way." End of quote. We've seen many who are sharing their time, helping others, responding actively to the lockdown of curfew requirements, and that's good. But we know also that national crisis can expose the worst in us. During a national crisis like a hurricane and this terrible pandemic, it is not unusual to have an increase in domestic violence, child abuse, rape, and maybe even birth, although some experts say birth increase is not empirically proven. Right now, there are many who are experiencing a high level of anxiety, worry, and even fear. Since the immediate future seems unpredictable, people are asking all kinds of questions, and these questions are making things worse. Questions like, what if I never can go back to work? What if the company where I am working does not open again? What if I get sick and die? What if I and my children die? What if our hotels never open and tourists never come to our country again? Not only are these questions being asked, but they are repeated in our minds. We can ask many what-if questions. But listen, do you realize that what-ifs can cripple you? Yes, they can. Sometimes they are simply, yes, frivolous or stupid, and other times real, but they freeze us in a position of endless anxiety or allow us to become stagnated. What-ifs can cripple a relationship, it can cripple a family, and even a nation. And do you know what-ifs can even cripple a government? When we focus on what-ifs, even when it appears to be a reality, we rob ourselves in the midst of the crisis of being hopeful and at peace and responding appropriately to ensure survival. Always questioning what-if puts us in a worrying state of mind. Here is a quote from Psychology Today online article entitled, "Fighting Life's What-Ifs, When We Worry, Fuss, and Fret Far More Than We Need To." Here is the quote. "Worry is like blood pressure. You need a certain level to live, but too much can kill you. At its worst, worry is insidious, invincible, a relentless scavenger roaming the corners of your mind, feeding on anything it finds. It sets upon you unwanted and unbidden, feasting on the infinite array of negative possibilities in life, diminishing your enjoyment of friends, family, and achievements, and physical being, all because you live in fear of what might go wrong." End of quote. What-ifs can lead to worry, and worry to anxiety. The great preacher Charles H. Spurgeon, who died in 1892, said, "Our anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strengths." Wow, that's powerful. Let me repeat it. Our anxiety does not empty tomorrow of its sorrows, but only empties today of its strengths. We are all in the midst of a curfew. You only can go to shop for food on a certain day of the week, and the rest of the time you're at home. Some listening might even be having a mild form of anxiety. Listen to this. Physical symptoms of anxiety are caused by the brain sending messages to parts of the body to prepare for the fight or flight response. The heart, lungs, and other parts of the body work faster. The brain also releases stress hormones, including adrenaline. Physical symptoms? Abdominal discomfort, diarrhea, dry mouth, rapid heartbeat or palpitations, tightness or pain in chest, shortness of breath, dizziness, frequent urination, difficulty swallowing. Here's some psychological symptoms that might be included. Insomnia, cannot sleep, irritability or anger, inability to concentrate, fear of madness, feeling unreal and not in control of your actions. So then, this radio program is designed to give you some tips, and we will have a couple parts where you will come back and listen to tips to help you know what you can do to have peace of mind while you are in a lockdown during the pandemic. How can you feel hopeful when it seems hopeless? How can you manage your mood while observing social distancing? You might feel like the four walls are coming down on you. So I'm going to give some tips, 16 of them, that I hope will be helpful. And here they are. They might be simple, but they're very important. Here's tip number one. Choose not to ask any more what if questions, because they will cripple you, no matter how the perceived reality is in your face. Do not ask any more what if questions. Number two, choose to live one moment at a time. I have 40 more tips for you, so tune in at the next segment. This is your relationship nugget. I am Barrington Brennan, keeping a smile on your heart.